From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August 16, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Peduccia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties presented its proposed site plan for Catskill Gardens, a housing complex for adults with special needs, to the Catskill Planning Board on Monday, August 14th. The mixed affordable housing facility will offer units for people with special needs and units for people who make less than 60% of the county's median income. The complex will be located on West Main Street across from the Creekside Restaurant on an 18-acre parcel. 7 or 8 acres will be developed for a three-story, 90-unit apartment building, driveway, and parking lot. The building will contain 54 one-bedroom apartments, 24 two-bedroom apartments, and 12 three-bedroom apartments. The facility will also include 3,700 square feet of office space that will be used for educational programs, community space, a gymnasium, and a computer room. The project is being managed by Maury Architects of Poughkeepsie, the same firm working with the Association on Greenport Gardens, a similar project in Columbia County. The Catskill Village Planning Board is expected to discuss the proposed site plan at its next meeting on September the 11th at Village Hall, 422 Main Street in Catskill. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody is reporting in Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Human Services Committee on Tuesday, August the 15th, advanced a resolution authorizing the county to join a statewide class action lawsuit against certain pharmaceutical companies accused of falsely advertising their products as safe and non-addictive. Green County is expected to join the litigation as well. The plaintiffs are seeking to recoup money spent on mental health programs, addiction programs, public defenders and district attorneys, probation services, and jail expenses. Albany, Dutchess, and Schenectady counties have already joined the lawsuit. The Healthcare Consortium reported 6 opioid-related deaths in Columbia County and 8 in Green County in 2015. According to the data, 194 people in Columbia County received some form of treatment for a chemical dependence crisis in 2015. 144 people in Greene County were similarly treated that same year. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Larry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union that beginning on Saturday, August the 19th, residents of the 518 area code will be required to use 10 digits dialing, meaning that the 518 prefix will have to be dialed with every call. For cell phone users, that means adding 518 to local numbers already stored in contacts. And Rulison writes, there is no easy way to get cell phones ready for the change. Cell phone companies tell the Times Union customers must change each local number manually. As a result, updating an entire contact list could take some time, depending on how many local numbers are stored. The addition of the new 838 area code is needed because nearly all of the possible 518 numbers that can be generated have been given out. It is not known exactly when the first 838 numbers will be issued. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo said on August 15th that he wants to add inciting to riot and rioting that targets a protected class of people to the state hate crime statute. His proposal comes 3 days after a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, left 3 dead and many injured. Cuomo proposes giving stiffer penalties for rioting under the state hate crimes law and making inciting to riot under the hate crimes law a felony, up from a misdemeanor. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "The ugly events that took place in Charlottesville must never be repeated, and in New York, we're going to stand united against hate in all of its forms," end quote. Not related to the white supremacy riot, Cuomo also wants legislators to extend human rights law protections to public school students. That would allow the State Division of Human Rights to investigate bullying, harassment, or other discrimination by public school students. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that hundreds attended a candlelight vigil in Kingston on August 14th after events in Charlottesville, Virginia on August 12th. A neo-Nazi rally there ended with three deaths and many injured and shocked people into marching on their own across the country, including in Albany and Kingston. Kingston Mayor Steve Noble said in a statement, and I quote, "It is imperative that those in power denounce these heinous acts and proclaim clearly without reservation or ambiguity that hate is not welcome here," end quote. Kingston Councilman Torrance Harvey wanted a formalized statement from the city. Harvey said, and I quote, "We as a city and a community and as a city government should take a stand and make a resolution and reflect the record that we stand against bigotry and hate and acts of racial hatred and crimes that we witnessed this past Saturday," end quote. In November of 2005, Nazi flags were flown at a rally of about 40 with 200 counter-demonstrators in Kingston without any injuries. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson News reports that Congressman John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, has returned from a seven-day fact-finding trip to Israel. Fassel and 40 other representatives met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Dr. Rami Hamdallah. Fassel said the trip did not change his views and reaffirmed his support for Israel. He said, and I quote, "That doesn't mean that the U.S. does not have disagreements with Israel and vice versa, but on core values and where the society stands, we are shoulder to shoulder with Israel, and we are also shoulder to shoulder on ensuring that the Jewish homeland, the Jewish state, is protected and defended, and that we work for peace in that region. It is vitally important that we stand with Israel in that regard," end quote. The trip was paid for by the American Israel Education Foundation and approved by the U.S. House Ethics Committee. You can read that full story in the Mid-Hudson News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. But Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 1 a.m. There will be increasing clouds with a low around 62. And on Friday, a chance of showers before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 77. Friday night, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 6:02 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:54 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 16th day of August 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.